Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her UnitedHealthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and UnitedHealthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
To hear the Democrats tell it, they're living through a dictatorship by fascist, a free speech apocalypse. That was actually us who lived through that. With the Twitter files showing us that there were more than 24 groups and federal bureaucrats who, if they didn't like you, they would just fill out a little form, hand it to the FBI, censor, and your accounts would disappear off Twitter. Same thing happened on X, not on X, on Facebook. But we're supposed to pretend none of that happened because all the Democrats do is pretend. And Barack Obama raged over the weekend. After years of complaining about cancel culture, he said, the current administration has taken it to a new and dangerous level by routinely threatening regulatory action against media companies unless they muzzle or fire reporters and commentators they don't like. Okay, this fantasy of the Democrats that we are censoring them now, it's just hilarious. Is based on the idea that there's this FCC commissioner by the name of Brendan Carr. He went on the Benny Show and gave an interview saying, hey, you know, if you lie constantly for a living like ABC News does, if you lie like Jimmy Kimmel did about who the shooter was, you should lose your license. He just suggested he doesn't have the ability to unilaterally take it away. And even CNN admitted if they tried, they'd be in court for years and probably lose. The Trump administration would probably lose. It's almost impossible to do. And take that license away. But the theory, the conspiracy theory, is because Brendan Carr went on some podcast and suggested that ABC should lose its license. Somehow ABC fired Jimmy Kimmel because of it some way. Never mind that Jimmy Kimmel has seen a 45% decline in his audience since January. He went from almost 2 million viewers to 1.1 million, okay? You do that in a Nielsen-measured industry like this one that I'm in right now, let me tell you what, I'm not going to be sitting here if I lose half of my listeners in, you know, 9-10 months. That's not going to have somebody else is going to be sitting in my seat because we have to make money here. That's how we have to keep the lights on in the building. So this is the conspiracy theory they're screaming about. This is the scariest time ever for them, and it's oh so terrible. This is Democrat Representative Robert Garcia on CNN.
What I'm hearing is pretty outrageous. Look, we can all, of course, agree that political violence is horrific. What happened to Charlie Kirk is horrific. But the idea that someone is going to get pulled off a news program, off a news a channel that's supposed to be independent, and that ABC is making this decision because of possible political pressure through the president.
Mm-hmm. So Trump, fascist, dictator, fascist, Nazi, dictator, censor was what they talked about all week. And they were more upset about it than the death of Charlie Kirk, because of course they were. But is it true? Nope. You know who clarified it? Nexstar. You know, the people who actually removed Jimmy Kimmel live. Quote, this came out over the weekend, but it got buried. By the way, it won't slow the lying mainstream media down one iota. But here's what Nexstar said. Quote, the decision to preempt Jimmy Kimmel Live was made unilaterally by the senior executive team at Nexstar. They had no communication with the FCC or any government agency prior to making that decision, a Nexstar spokesperson said. They went on to explain that Brendan Carr and comments he made on The Benny Show had absolutely nothing to do with Disney executives weighing whether Kimmel should address the controversy directly on Wednesday night's program. When Kimmel wanted to double down on this idea that the shooter was MAGA, they said, no, we're not doing that. He wanted to keep lying. Why? Because he had always been allowed to lie as a business model and got paid millions anyway. So that is Nexstar's official position. We were not influenced by Trump or the FCC. What actually happened? After the conversation between Kimmel and Walden, she and other senior executives thought the Star's approach could make the situation worse. Yeah, double down on a lie. And you can see why Kimmel would think he could do this. All they ever do is lie. And folks, you know what's going on here? There is a Democrat intimidation factor going on here. It's the same thing we saw with American Eagle, where I think that, I mean, you got 45% loss of audience. Your audience is almost cut in half, and you still have a show. You don't get, your salary isn't cut. Nothing's cut. He's only on there to spew Democrat talking points at that point. They're afraid the Democrats will get pissed off if they pull him. This is not a genuinely normal capitalistic situation.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
But they were very, very clear. We did not pull Jimmy Kimmel because of political pressure. They are saying this. And it's not slowing the Democrats down one iota. So if you have liberal friends who are screaming censorship dictatorship, Google Nexstar and pull it. Zero Hedge has a really great article on it. It's called Never Go Full Retard, the real story behind Jimmy Kimmel's firing. And again, according to Nexstar, Carr's comments, the FCC director, weren't a factor, period. That's from their spokesperson. So this whole idea the Democrats are now living in mortal terror, they are censored, they are victims, they are being brutalized, it's a total crock. Meanwhile, you know what, folks? Let them keep running their mouth. Do you see this? People are getting so tired. I mean, when you have Jamie Lee Curtis talking about doctrinaire leftist, the assassination of Charlie Kirk, and saying, I disagree with everything the guy said, but
I disagreed with him on almost every point I ever heard him say.
Yeah.
But I believe he was a man of faith.
Mm.
And I hope in that moment when he died that he felt connected to his faith, even though I find what his ideas were abhorrent to me.
Yeah.
I still believe he's a father and a husband and a man of faith, and I hope whatever connection to God means that he felt it.
Mm.
I think he did. His wife told a beautiful story about going to see the body and being warned it would be horrific, and she said it was. But she said the reason she's so glad she did, he had a smile on his face. She said she thinks it's because he met God. He went home. He was happy. She could see the happiness on his face. That is wild. But folks, the reaction this is having, a lot of it's being muzzled by the mainstream media. You're not seeing. I mean, that's Jamie Lee Curtis, y'all, doctrinaire liberal. But listen to this. It's just people have had it with the left and their violence and their vile nature. Look at this. I mean, just one example over the weekend. Golfer Phil Mickelson, right? You know Phil Mickelson? My husband loves Phil Mickelson. So do my mom. Condemns Representative Ilhan Omar for Charlie Kirk insults. Hopefully she'll be sent back to Somalia. So this is a guy who doesn't weigh in politically that much, not really known as being a conservative. He's more like low-key, right? I don't know that he's liberal, but I think he's low-key. Golf legend Phil Mickelson took aim at Ilhan Omar on Saturday. Why? Because she couldn't even wait for him to be buried. She was out there saying this.
I am not going to sit here and be judged for not wanting to honor any legacy this man has left behind that should be in the dustbin of history. And we should hopefully move on and forget the hate that he spewed every single day.
So you got people coming out now going, I can't take it anymore. Mickelson wrote, Ilhan spews hate every time she opens her mouth. She came here fraudulently and said she, you know, married a brother and will hopefully be sent back to Somalia soon, Mickelson wrote. So people are just coming in, they're just done. They just can't handle this. And we're just over this. We're over the hate. We're tired of the hate. We're exhausted by it. All right. Coming up on the show, the FBI not ruling out that Tyler Robinson had help, maybe a lot of help, in a shocking breaking news story. I'll tell you what it means and why they needed to kill Charlie Kirk one way or another. And folks, you saw this with Turning Point USA being among the key targets of that FBI investigation. Why? Because they were looking, they had already lined Trump up with court dates that were going to put him in prison. They were moving on to the most consequential people in the Republican Party. And Charlie Kirk was one of those in ways you probably don't even realize. I'll explain coming up.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in, here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.